Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
It's Barbecue Nation with JT on a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now here's JT on FM News 101.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Barbecue Nation here on the Radio Northwest Network. Northwest, that's a good word. I'm on KXL in downtown Portland. I'm JT, along with Reynolds producer par excellence. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the barbecue world. There's new products coming out all the time, new recipes, new ideas. One of them is a barbecue white sauce. We're going to talk about that a little later. But today on Barbecue Nation, we welcome back our friend of the show, Andy Black from Outdoor Kitchens Northwest, down in Tualatin, and we're going to be talking about grills and recipes, tailgating, fall food, all that fun stuff. And our music this week is by Glenn Campbell. I'll tell you a quick story. I think I've said this before, but my seventh grade teacher, Jerry Don Campbell, was Glenn's first cousin. And every time Glenn would come into town, you know, this is back in the early 70s, I was four, Jerry Don would take the day off, and he'd go into the Memorial Coliseum and hang out with Glenn, and then he'd bring stuff back to the class and pictures and all that jazz. And it was pretty cool. He's having a really tough time now because he's got the Alzheimer's and all that. But
yeah, that's when he was married to Tanya Tucker, right?
Oh, it was long before that.
It was before that?
Yeah, it was when he was with his first wife and doing that. But and you know he played with the Beach Boys.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. He played with the Beach Boys for years as a backup guitar player and a studio musician, and then went out on tour with them. And that's long before he became Glenn Campbell, the country singer. But he was kind of one of those guys like Jimmy Page, could play any guitar, any stringed instrument, and made his name in Hollywood and that way before he ever, you know, became a solo act and all that. Anyway, welcome to the show, Andy.
Thank you. Glad to be back, JT.
What are you seeing out there trend-wise in barbecue this late in the year?
You know, this is the first year since I've been at Outdoor Kitchens Northwest where we've been busy from beginning to end. I think I have more business coming in this December and November coming up than I did in the summer.
Yeah,
a lot of people are just prepping it up and getting ready for spring. But you know, there's a lot of new grills out that are interesting. You know, the black olive product's very interesting. I think that's going to really take off. But yeah, it's just been a great year, and we're really excited.
When you say they're prepping for winter and, you know, probably into next spring, are they building, you know, outdoor kitchens? I mean, hence the name, of course, but. Are they prepping for that? Are they beefing up what they've already got? Are they looking at new grills? What's
the deal? The way we do outdoor kitchens, we can install them all year round. We're not, you know, using CMU blocks and things of that nature. You know, we use the aluminum frames with cement board that come in 6-foot pieces, and we bolt them together. So, you know, we can place them. As long as we have a patio or a deck to set them on, we can do an installation all year round.
Sure.
You know, usually people wait for the trade shows in February to hit the go button, but then they can't enjoy it until August, and, you know, then it starts getting cold, obviously.
Yeah, we've got, you know, our famous, 8 weeks of summer here or something.
Yeah, usually October to April, you know, unless you're an enthusiast like we are, you know, we're doing it all year round.
Sure.
And, you know, weather doesn't stop us. But, you know, other people, when they entertain and they have, you know, friends over and family over, you know, it stops in October or November, and it doesn't start again until May.
I actually think that's changing, though. I think because enough people are getting comfortable with barbecuing, and they may not have a complete outdoor kitchen. They just may have a grill out on their back porch, so to speak. But I think a lot of people now are utilizing that most of the year. I would say 10 months out of the year. Again, not like us, because we do it almost every day. But they get out there, and you've got football season, of course, which, you know, football season used to be about 2 months long. a long time ago, and now it's like, what, about 6 months rentals? You work on a sports station too?
Yeah, sure. No, it's 365 days. It's a lot like Christmas now. So you start preparing for it about 4 months out from when it actually is.
Yeah, and then it just goes, because I know, you know, with the playoffs and in the pros, and then the end of February or the middle of February, 1st of February is the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl's first Sunday of February.
There you go. Yeah. And then you've got college stuff right up till New Year's Day.
Once the Super Bowl ends, keeping it in the pros, once the Super Bowl ends, then you got about 2 months before the draft hits. And then once the draft in April, then you got to start looking forward to training camps in July.
Sure.
There's no rest at all.
Yep. No rest. And that's for the barbecue people, too. I mean, they can get out there and you know, do their tailgating, do that. They might not grill something at Christmas or Thanksgiving, but I know a lot of people are grilling New Year's if they're staying home, mm-hmm. and if they have a party like that. So what are we seeing in the changes of the grills? You mentioned the Black Olive. Of course, we've got a good affiliation with them. That's a Kamado-style pellet grill, one of their versions. They also have a charcoal version. But I think that people are looking at higher standards in grills, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, my high-end grill sales have just exploded. I carry the Twin Eagles brand as far as gas grills are concerned. Evo out of Beaverton, it's really, really, really popular because everyone can cook on it. It's called social cooking.
Did they coin that phrase themselves?
Evo?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
A lot of people haven't heard of it before. And when I put it into a design, and I get feedback from my customers because I always call and make sure everything's going all right. They say, you know, I don't use that gas grill very much. We use the Evo all the time because since it's a cooktop, you can do breakfast on it. You can do rice dishes on it. Things don't fall through the grates.
Right.
So, you know, that's a big one. You know, then we have this Primo smoker, which you know about. That's been popular. But, you know, back to the Black Olive, the fun part about that is, you know, when the Primo, in my opinion, is a weekend grill because it takes a while to get it going and all that stuff. But when I come home from work and I'm tired and I want to fire up my grill quickly or my smoker, you know, with the Black Olive product, you know, it's electronic. So, you know, you just hit the switch and it fires itself up and you're good to go.
Yeah, it's good. Now, the Evo, I don't, Reynolds kind of had that questionable look on his face. Have you ever been to like P.F. Chang's or anything like that?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I'm very bland in my, choices. Yeah.
Yeah, you're kind of a peanut butter guy.
There you go.
Yeah, well, excuse me. It's a great big round flat surface. And I guess the term social grilling is because you could actually grill a number of dishes on it for individuals at the same time, kind of like they did at P.F. Chang's.
It's high centered, so the juices don't flow into each other and they go into a drip, you know, tray, round drip tray. And it's a 30-inch cooktop, so it's fairly large and you get a lot of stuff on it. But it's called social cooking for a number of reasons. One, people can stand around it and cook. You don't have your back to you know, like a traditional gas grill. Yeah, your friends can participate and help cook with it because it's so easy to use. You know, you can get them to participate and, you know, add to the experience. So, you know, it's like I said, it's popular these days.
It's real interesting. I cooked on one at your place a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And I thought it was very interesting to do that. I don't know if as a cook, if I would want that many people out there talking to me while I'm actually cooking, because that usually annoys the hell out of me.
Right.
But it was fun to do that.
Yeah.
But, okay, so you've got that, and you've got, you know, your gas grills. I also see, I mean, the big box stores are still selling their $300 gas grills because mm-hmm. that's what some people can afford.
That's
and
their budget. Yeah,
that's their budget, and that's great. But I see people, especially in the, you know, the higher end Weber's, the Twin Eagles, some other grills like that, the Deltas, what have you, that I've seen at your place. They're moving up if and when they can financially to these better grills.
Yeah, well, you know, the Twin Eagles brand has three levels. They have Twin Eagles, they have Delta Heat, and they have Del Sol now. So, you know, I always start at the top, you know, pitch the higher end one, as we've talked about before. But, you know, if they get a little nervous about spending that much money, we can always come down to the Delta Heat, which is built in the same factory with the same technicians. And it's probably my most popular line.
I actually liked it.
Yeah.
Because it had the elevator in it. So you could, you know, move stuff up and down and do that. That was kind of cool.
Mm.
You know, really? Yeah. You don't like that?
It's not a feature I use, but. You know.
Well, what's wrong with you?
There's a number of things wrong with me. You know that.
I do know that, but, you know, I wasn't going to say it. Anyway, we're going to take a break here in a second, and we're going to be back with Andy Black. And a little shout-out real quick to our friends at Bear Mountain Forest Products. I'm going to tell you more about that in a few minutes. Don't go away.
It's full-flavored radio, Barbecue Nation with JT on FM News 101.
Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation here on the Radio Northwest Network and on KXL here in Portland. Wasn't that really like a radio tone there? Just welcome back. I like that. That was good.
It's very soothing.
Very soothing. Yeah, it should be soothing this time on a Saturday. Especially if you're healed up from Friday night by now. Anyway, we've got Andy Black with us from Outdoor Kitchens Northwest. A couple things, a little business to take care of. If you'd like to email us, you can email us at, my mic's going away here, barbecuenation@kxl.com. That's BBQ Nation, the letters BBQ. Or you can also email us at recipes@kxl.com. And Reynolds, the old Facebook deal here?
Facebook.com/barbecuenationwithJT.
There you go. And we've actually got a lot of stuff on that now. We got caught up. We had a little technical glitch there for a bit, but Reynolds figured it out and fixed it, and it's all good. So also like to say hi to one of our two of our affiliates, KWRO in Coos Bay and KWVR in Enterprise and all the stations up and down the network. And, of course, Glenn Campbell, our music today, little Rhinestone Cowboy. He's, you know, when he wrote that song, he said he felt that's how he felt. You know, because he even though he'd been around the music business in Hollywood and Nashville and the entertainment business for years, all of a sudden he just kind of shot up, you know, got his own TV show and all that. And then he couldn't go anywhere. He couldn't do anything without people just, you know, mobbing him and stuff. And that's kind of the way he felt about it. So he wrote that song.
Kind of the price of fame, you know.
It is the price of fame, I think, for those guys. Anyway, you know, we were talking, and I said I would say something about this white barbecue sauce. I read a big article about it in Texas Monthly. And if you never read Texas Monthly, they've got a whole section on barbecue in that. And so Daniel Vaughn is their editor of that. And they've got a lot of kind of reporters out in the field. But they also refer a lot of things to Oregon. So I'm going to just read a little bit of this to you. It says, white barbecue sauce is popping up on menus from Portland, Oregon to New York City, where the Shake Shack's Danny Meyer is dousing wings with it at Blue Smoke on fine dining restaurants like the Publican in Chicago. Anyway, this all happened down in Alabama. You ever hear of Big Bob Gibson?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Big Bob Gibson started his restaurant like back in 1925. And he would cook whole chickens in this kind of hand-dug pit in the backyard. Well, he came up with this white sauce. And I had, honestly, I had never heard of it till just a couple days ago.
Yeah, I would think that'd just psych your mind out, though, just having white barbecue sauce on something.
Yeah, you know, people are used to kind of the red or the dark brown, the brown sugar colored, or a glaze, you know, clear kind of glaze. And those are kind of standard colors and textures that we work with. Well, here's what's in this, just so I'll tell you. You need a, and we'll post this later. You need a cup and a half of mayonnaise and 3/4 cup of distilled vinegar, a teaspoon of fresh lemon juice. I would think that kind of gets burned off really quick. But anyway, a tablespoon of coarsely ground black pepper. You always have to be careful how you say that on the radio. Teaspoon of iodized salt and a teaspoon of white sugar.
Hmm.
And it says using a rubber spatula, whisk this all together. Of course, mayonnaise, Use immediately or store in an airtight container, and you can store it up for 2 weeks. I'm not sure. I mean, I would be willing to try it, like in a restaurant or something. Find one of them here in Portland that does it and see and try it. But for some reason, a mayonnaise-based barbecue sauce, even though it's got that kind of vinegary tang, that's not much different than taking a Carolina barbecue sauce and just putting mayonnaise in it, to me.
Yeah, that's just odd, I'll tell you. But you know, I'm willing to try it like you. I'll try anything once, and you know, surprisingly, we might just like it.
Yeah. How's it sound to you, peanut butter?
What'd you say, there was mayonnaise in there?
Yeah, mayonnaise.
Yeah, I'm out at mayonnaise. That's disgusting
to
me.
That's the number one ingredient.
Yeah, that's upsetting. I do not like mayonnaise. We do not get along at all.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know that.
Well, now you do.
Now I do. Believe me, never give you a tuna fish sandwich or anything like that. But I think people, you know, it's like anything. If you grew up in Alabama or the Deep South like that and you'd had this mayonnaise-based barbecue sauce, I guess you would think it was normal.
Yeah, you know, my owner Mark made some boiled peanuts last weekend.
Is he Southern?
Yeah. Southern Ohio, I think, although he sounds like he's from Texas. But, you know, I hadn't had them since I was down south. And people around the shop, you know, he's sharing them with, they really didn't care for it that much. But I thought they were just awesome. I mean, that's just something you don't get up here.
Yeah. Well, do you ever put peanuts in the Coke?
No.
Yeah. You can put, that was a thing in the 50s and 60s, was to take, you know, obviously shelled peanuts and put them in your soft drink, your Coke, Pepsi, Dr. Pepper, and then they'd drink that. Anyway, we're getting way off the barbecue subject here, but that's they did that. My father-in-law did that. They would sit at those drive-ins, you know, like the American Graffiti type drive-ins where everybody went and the gals were on roller skates and all that. And then if they bought a Coke, they would just have shell peanuts and put the peanuts in there and then let them sit for a minute, and then they drink them and chew the peanuts.
Well, you know, just like the white barbecue sauce, you know, you never really think about doing that, and it sounds really odd, but, you know, you do it, and you try it, and sometimes you just like it.
I guess, but, you know, when you've got a finished product, I mean, it's a visual thing for me. Finished product, you don't want to put more stuff in when the finished product is supposed to be what's coming out. You know what I mean? I mean, it's a physics thing to me or something. I don't know, but it doesn't make any sense to do that. Whatever, you know, Jesus, I don't know, but the white barbecue sauce just doesn't, I'm willing to try it. That's all I can say. I'm willing to try it. And, you know, they got some stuff here. According to that, the mayonnaise and the extra fat in it from the eggs and the, and all that, keep your meat from drying out. And that's what makes white sauce so great. Well, you know, Big Bob has been gone for a while now. So, but they're still doing it at, Chris Lilly, who runs it down there, just saying that. So anyway, we got to take a break. We're going to be back with Andy Black in just a minute here on The Nation, and no more talking about white barbecue sauce, at least in this segment. Thanks.
Got a question for JT? Call him right now at 503-417-9KXL or 877-733-1011.
Hey, Glenn Campbell here on Barbecue Nation. I'm JT along with Reynolds and Andy Black from Outdoor Kitchens Northwest today here in our barbecue studios high above the city, looking out at a tree. Anyway, if you want to email us again, it's barbecuenation@kxl.com or recipes@kxl.com. And I mentioned a few minutes ago that our friends at Bear Mountain were doing a special promotion, and we've changed it a little bit to make it easier for you. So you don't have to email in a recipe, the whole deal. What I want you to do is send pictures of stuff you're grilling or smoking or barbecuing. You can send it to us via email, or you can post it or send it to us on Facebook. Reynolds, hit them with the Facebook thing again.
Always pop quizzing me here.
Yeah,
Facebook.com/barbecuenation with JT.
There you go. We'll do that. And Reynolds and I are going to pick the winners out of that. And I've got five of these little smoke boxes left. I did give one away to somebody, actually sent in emails and recipes. We had a few of them, but I had to pick one, you know. But we're going to do
that. I may not select somebody that puts mayonnaise in there.
No, that's a criteria probably, right? Just remember that if you're using mayonnaise on your barbecue, probably slight chance of winning, very slight. Anyway, back with Andy Black here from Outdoor Kitchens Northwest. You wanted to talk about the Show of Homes stuff.
Yeah, the whole Street of Dreams. We did it last year, and we did it this year, and we won both years. So we're 2 for 2, and we won all three categories with the People's Choice, with the Realtors, and with the professionals. So
you didn't have to bribe anybody?
That. No.
And, that's good.
And I actually had customers that I'd sold outdoor kitchens to go to the show, and they emailed me and said, hey, I think I know which one's yours, because it just stands way apart from everybody else's. So, you know, we're already getting some traction from that, and really excited for the next year and helping people do their outdoor kitchens.
That's good.
Yeah.
Really quickly, tell me three things that people should be looking for when they go to buy a grill.
Well, you know, 3 or 4 stainless steel, because it's going to make it last. American made, as you know, for 2 reasons. You know,
sure.
It keeps money in the country, and they make it a lot better. You know, we toyed with the Chinese grills and things like that, and they just don't work very well. And, you know, a good brand with the service to it, because when you have problems with it, and I researched this, it's like, you know, a lot of grill companies, they just don't pay attention to service issues.
Right.
And other ones will have a technician out, you know, the next 24 hours. So those are the ones I team up with.
Yeah. And I think it's important to look at their warranties too.
Absolutely.
Because like with the Black Olive people, they've got different warranties for different parts, but one of them is 7 years long.
Wow.
That's for the dome, you know.
Right.
The whole thing there.
The ceramic
part. And then the rest of it goes down to 2 years on some of the electronic parts, and then 3 and 5 years on other things. So they've got a very comprehensive warranty on those products.
Well, they can get away with it. No, I wouldn't say get away with it. They provide that because those things are over-engineered. I mean, right down to the wheels. I mean, those are industrial wheels. That ceramic shell is out of this world. You know,
right.
I think it might even be better than the Primo that I have. And then, you know, the rest of it's just put together well.
Yeah. No, it's great. But I think those are good tips for people looking at that. Well, when you tailgate, and I know you tailgate with your dogs,
you're
pretty antisocial.
In my driveway.
You don't go out. In your driveway, yeah, you back your truck up, and you and the dog sit on the tailgate and listen to the game on the radio.
There you go.
What do you cook?
Well, you know, I talked about this on an earlier show, but, you know, when I have games on and whatnot, I don't like cooking long-term food. Or I might do a brisket that, you know, eat at the end, but I like doing a lot of appetizers. You know, do some stuffed mushrooms, stuffed jalapenos,
mm-hmm.
Potato slices with seasoning on them, and just kind of snack on those during the game. So you can pay attention to the game. You know, you're not out there monitoring the grill all day.
Right. No, I think that's good advice, because that's kind of the way I do it. I do stuff that I can cook in like 10 minutes or less, and then get back and see what's going on.
Well, yeah, you know, you fall in the same category that I do. You're the good cook, and your friends know it, and I'm the good cook with my friends. So I always get stuck doing the duties of cooking, and then I miss the game.
You get invited to a lot of parties, but it's
exactly.
Only because you can cook, you know, like that. All right, are you ready for a little lightning round there,
Absolutely.
Buddy? It's been a while since you've done it.
Fire away.
Okay. Here we go. Here's the music here. Andy Black from Outdoor Kitchens Northwest. This is your turn in the hole of hell called the lightning round here. What's the worst thing you've ever seen done with a barbecue grill? I mean, when I talk about mistakes that people make.
You know, they try and cook things on it that you can't cook on it, that fall through the grates. I see that a lot. You know, so we'll do like onion slices on a grill. And, you know, when they shrivel up and get soft and everything like that, they fall through the grates. And you know, then they're picking them out of the grate or the burner, and they're all burnt. So
yeah.
that was one of the more ridiculous things I saw.
Well, but, you know, they do make...
the Island Grill Stones that I carry.
Yeah, the grill stones.
Or the grill mats and things like that. You can get a, you know...
Yeah, they do that.
So that product's come out reactionary to that other issue.
All right, so, one person you wish you could cook for. What's her name?
Ooh, that is a good one. Stump me. You know, I'd probably like to cook for my stepmom. You know,
yeah.
You know, I've never cooked for my family in barbecue. Actually, my family in general. You know, I'd like to go down and show my skills.
Show them your skills? Okay. Where's the worst place you ever had to cook?
Well, I don't know if it was the worst, but I remember one Super Bowl, you know, I was cooking, of course, and the weather was really cold and rainy outside, and I don't have a covered patio, so that wasn't a lot of fun.
You're a wuss. Anyway, what's the toughest skill you think for a beginner to master?
Ribs are tricky. I think a lot of people just want to do ribs, and, you know, there's a little bit of skill to that. You know, slow and low is a little tricky, although you'd think it'd be easy, you know, just do it slow and low at 220 or 180 or whatever. But, you know, getting it just right and then letting it rest and, you know, throwing it in the cooler and things like that. You know, chicken's easy, burgers are easy, steaks easy. You know, that doesn't take a whole lot of skill.
I think that personally, I think that people learning how to cook chicken without burning the heck out of it is tough. It is tough because, and, you know, if you buy different types of chicken, the age of the chicken and stuff, which we don't need to get into, but some of it's thicker. Mm-hmm. The skin is thicker, depending on how it's processed. I mean, there's a lot of variables, but that aside, do they put it on the low grate? Do they put it on the top shelf? What do they do? You know, and I think that's really a tough thing for people to master without just charring the chicken, so to speak.
Well, barbecuing is not as easy as it looks. It's not like, you know, cooking in an oven type of thing. I mean, you got to do different temperatures, get the, you know, flame up to the right, you know, area. There's just so many variables, but, you know, practice makes perfect. So.
Yeah, well, it's not like the Brady Bunch, you know, where everything's perfect and the perfect hamburger comes out like that.
Right.
You know, that's a tough thing. Led Zeppelin or Tom Jones music?
You know, I
grew up. You had to think about that?
Yeah, I did, because I hated Led Zeppelin back in the 70s. And in the last couple of years, I started to get into it a little bit. And that's funny you bring that up. And Tom Jones, man. I mean, everyone loves Tom Jones. Right?
Cook kale or poi?
Kale. I grow kale in my garden.
Okay.
Love it.
Cadillac or Prius?
Oh, Cadillac.
Really? Okay. I think that's the right choice, but do you remember what the first thing it was you ever grilled or smoked? Not smoked, inhaled, but
right.
Smoked on a machine?
Well, you know, as we talked before on another show, I had one of those Weber Smoky Mountain deals, and I used that for 10 years, learning my chops on it, and I used to smoke a bunch of stuff, but I think I smoked a pork shoulder on it was the first thing I did, and surprisingly enough, it turned out just perfect. I mean, done it a number of times in the same fashion.
Yeah, that's you know, if I recommend something, we got to take a break here, but if I recommend something for people, to me pork's a lot easier to cook.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, goes fast. Anyway, that's good. I guess you passed today. Oh, the lightning round there, Andy. That was fun. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and wrap up the show here on Barbecue Nation and the Radio Northwest Network in just a minute. Don't go away. Listen to Glenn.
It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now, with Barbecue Nation, here's JT on FM News 101.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Barbecue Nation here on the Radio Northwest Network and KXL here in beautiful downtown Portland. I'm Jeff Tracy, or commonly called JT, along with Reynolds. my producer par excellence and our guest today. He's a real friend of the show, Andy Black from Outdoor Kitchens Northwest in Tualatin. And, of course, our music by Glenn Campbell. I always liked that song when I did music radio. I would always try to throw it in on country stations. I would try to throw that song in because it was like, yeah, try a little kindness. It might get you somewhere. You
it's
know?
A great song.
It's a great song like that. How do you see barbecue in the future? Put on your Kreskin hat there and tell me what's happening.
Well, you know, that's a great question because this year a company came out that they hired like 12 engineers from all the grill companies around, their top engineers, and they came out with this really cool stuff where you can, the technology's better. The infrared burner for rotisserie is on top instead of in the back. And you have 12 different colors to choose from. So as we move forward, or I move forward, I get a lot of business sent to me through designers. And they don't care what it does. I mean, no doubt about it. They care what it looks like.
Yeah.
So that's just the nature of what they do. So if they can pick, from 12 different colors, and they seem to be football team colors, which I think is an added bonus, I think that's going to really push the industry into high-end grills because, it can be a fashion statement as well as a functional entertainment area.
My thought on that is if you like grilling on a gas grill, if you like grilling on a Weber kettle and that's what you're used to, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. If you're comfortable with it and it turns out the food the way you like it, go with it, man.
As long as you're barbecuing, I really don't care how you do it.
Yeah.
This goes back to, caveman days. And, you match it with sports and your friends and family. It's just a good time, by all.
Yeah, and I think, and it's so much more. The meaning of the word barbecue anymore is kind of almost pigeonholed in comparison to what we're able to do on the smokers and the grills and the rotisseries and things that we have at our disposal.
Oh, it's a different world. There's
yeah.
no doubt about
yeah.
it. And it's not just, throwing burgers on and eating potato chips. It's,
yeah, it's my father burning a whole chicken for a Sunday dinner when I was a kid on this rotisserie. And, you get the fire really hot. And everything was like the aluminum legs for the wheels, and it was,
right.
It just
had the ashtray underneath.
Had the ashtray underneath and this little half hood, and you had to hook up this rotisserie and, it was going and kind of going, like that. And the chicken and flip. Anyway, there was always one side pretty crispy and the other side, not so much. So anyway,
the good grill companies, what they do is the designers come from the commercial world, where the product's used every day, all day.
Yeah.
So it's built to cook better and to last longer.
That's true.
Yep.
Andy Black, thanks for being with us today.
Great time, JT. Thanks for having me.
We're going to get out of here. Don't forget to send us some pictures. And we'll post them on Facebook, and then Reynolds and I will pick the ones who win the Smokehouse Products Firebox. You can turn your gas grill or your other grill into a smoker, right? Reynolds, you want to hit him with that one more time?
That's right. I do want to hit him with that. Facebook.com/barbecuenationwithJT.
Whack! Right in the head. That's good. Anyway, we'd like to thank everybody. And, of course, Glenn Campbell. Wish him the best back there. McGarian's on deck. And I think Bushlack comes up after that. Remember, folks, turn it, don't burn it. That's our saying here at Barbecue Nation. You can check out my own website at thecowboycook.com. We will see you all next week here on The Nation. Be good to each other out there.
Down and out, lend a helping hand instead of doubt. And the kindness that you show every day will help someone along their way. You've got to try a little kindness, yes, show kindness. Let's shine your light for everyone to see.
Barbecue Nation is produced by Alpha Media USA in association with JTSD Productions LLC. All rights reserved, copyright 2016. Barbecue Nation is managed skillfully by Reynolds in production compound 4 high above the skyline of PDX, the one with no windows. We'll be back next week with another entertaining and fun edition of Barbecue Nation. At least, that's what we believe. Remember, a good long smolder is better than a 2-minute flameout. See you next week.